When Caterpillar announced it was buying mining shovel maker Bucyrus International of South Milwaukee, Caterpillar CEO Doug Oberhelman said there's a growing worldwide demand for coal.
Particularly when you go to growing areas where coal is so cheap, they want what we have, and they're going to find a way to do it.
Oberhelman says he expects many years of digging up coal in more far-off places of the globe. The business deal comes despite environmental concerns about the burning of coal and warnings about the long-term supply of the mineral. Caltech engineering professor Dave Rutledge has studied the supply question. He says some countries or states have basically run out of coal.
Some very big producers, the UK, Japan, France, and also eastern Pennsylvania, which the anthracite fields, people from that part of Pennsylvania will certainly be aware of the problems there.
Rutledge says worldwide it looks like 90% of the coal reserves will be gone in about 60 years, and what's left will largely be hard to get. He says for Bucyrus, which has been around more than 100 years, even teaming up with Caterpillar may mean the next century will require creative thinking.
My guess is that 100 years from now, the people that will still have some coal to mine will be the Russians in Siberia. So if they can find some Siberian customers, they'll be fine.
An industry group, the World Coal Association, says proven coal reserves are estimated to last about 120 years. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.